7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we're checking in at 86 in the nation's capital.
At 359.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton coming up.
What led police to clear that encampment when they did? At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
Local school leaders head to Capitol Hill for a hearing on anti-Semitism in education.
WTOP's Mitchell Miller joins us live at 4:15 with details.
Breaking this afternoon, folks in much of upper Northwest D.C. must boil their drinking water for a while.
The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra brings blockbuster film classics to Strathmore. I'm Jason Fraley.
Just before the close, the Dow is up 180 points, NASDAQ down 30, S&P up 1.
And the Nationals try to win Game 2 of the Battle of the Beltways against the Orioles.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. More stores are locking up their products and adding security with retail thefts on the rise. But CBS's Matt Piper tells us a store in New York City just got shut down for selling all that stolen stuff.
Rahana's Cosmetics, feds say, sold things in their store that were stolen from places like Rite Aid and Macy's to the tune of $1 million.
We found hundreds of boxes of stolen items of the types of products you would not find at a beauty store. Designer purses, electronic devices, over-the-counter medication.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says the two people indicted would use shoplifters to steal the goods, then bring it to their store for resale.
Three tornadoes have now been confirmed in Michigan, where residents are cleaning up tons of debris and wreckage today.
Chainsaw is one of the most common sounds in this Portage neighborhood. A staggering number of trees now cover the ground or sit on top of homes.
That's WWMT's Kirk Mason in Portage. Storms killed at least one person in Tennessee, and forecasters say parts of Missouri and Kentucky could also face rough weather. The Israeli military says it's reopened a border crossing to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. But the UN confirms a crossing in Rafah remains closed. The invasion there now forcing the U.S. to withhold a weapons shipment to Israel. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
The U.S. is concerned that Israel will drop them on Rafah, which has nearly 1.4 million people crammed into a small area sheltering from this war.
It comes as ceasefire talks continue in Cairo. Here at home, crews are setting up explosives at the site of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The goal of the controlled demolition is to separate the larger pieces of the bridge into smaller, more manageable sections.
We knew that in order to safely remove the dolly, it was going to require precision cutting.
Maryland Governor Westmore.
Right now, the dolly still has anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel that's sitting on top of it.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is leading the effort, said it's the safest and swiftest way to remove the wreckage.
They'll give 48-hour notice before detonation. Olympic swimmer Florent Manadou is now the first French torch carrier as a relay gets underway in Marseille. The torch now on its way to Paris for the Summer Games after arriving there from Greece.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Attorneys say 9 of 10 wrongful death lawsuits filed after Astroworld's crowd surge in Texas in 2021 have been settled. Rapper Travis Scott headlined that festival. One of the lawsuits filed by the family of a 9-year-old who died there could still go to trial. There are also hundreds of civil cases still pending. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 4:03 on WTOP, May 8th, 2024, a Wednesday. We've got some sun, a little on the breezy side in 86. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Our top local story this hour, the end of the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at the George Washington University campus. University yard is empty this afternoon with patches of green grass worn and discolored from the tents that dotted the plaza for 2 weeks. D.C. police moved in overnight to break up the camp. That was a little after 3 a.m. More than 30 people were arrested. The question, why now, especially after GW leaders asked for police help days ago? Our team coverage begins with WTOP's John Doman on the explanation from city leaders.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says the decision to clear the encampment was made on Monday following increasing volatility there, including assaults and building break-ins.
In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
This clearing occurred just hours before the chief and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser were being called to Capitol Hill to explain to House Republicans why it was allowed to continue. But both are insistent that the timing of that played no role here.
I want to be clear that our responses to demonstrations is always rooted in public safety.
However, that hearing is now off the schedule. At the Wilson Building, John Dome in WTOP News.
How did it all go down in the pre-dawn hours? WTOP's Luke Lukert on the GW campus.
33 protesters were let off in handcuffs, most charged with unlawful entry and some with assault on an officer. You can hear the crowd chanting as they are put in D.C. police vans. One protester tells WTOP he saw officers come in riot gear.
I was there when they rolled in, stormed in from all corners, bikes and everything.
While some were arrested, numerous dispersed.
And then they kind of said over a loudspeaker, they're like, this is your first warning.
Meanwhile, some present on campus say it's about time the encampment was cleared.
If students were wearing KKK hoods and chanting that they needed to globalize lynching instead of chanting that they needed to globalize an intifada, you know, a campaign of suicide bombings and stabbings against Jewish students, then the response from the university administration and the NPD would have been very different.
In Foggy Bottom, Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. tells WTOP none of the protesters have been charged as of yet. However, they did get some citations in a statement. The university says local police oversaw what it calls an orderly and safe operation. It's 4:05. Parents and teachers at Montgomery County's Kennedy High School say they have great kids. But they tell WTOP's Kate Ryan there are serious safety issues they want addressed at the Silver Spring School.
David Gebler teaches English at Kennedy High School, and he's frustrated as he sees kids vaping in hallways and evidence of drug use.
The kids often just say that they want the drugs gone.
Many tell him they don't use the bathrooms because of drug use there. Kennedy PTSA Vice President Ricky Ribeiro says safety and security at the school must be dealt with, not just at the Board of Education, but at the county level.
Because what I see a lot of people doing is throwing out things that sound good, but they don't know if they work well. And I'm not interested in things that may or may not work. I want things that will work.
Gebler tells WTOP,
we need to start listening to the kids. We need to make the school safe because they deserve it.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
4:06, new this afternoon, a large portion of upper northwest D.C. is under a boil water advisory this hour. That's the sound of repair work on a 20-inch water main line at 40th and Morrison Streets, causing a lot of water pressure to go down. DC Water says about 400, make that 4,800 customers are under that boil water advisory from near the Naval Observatory up toward the Maryland line. DC Water says you should not drink or cook with your tap water without first boiling it for a minute. The earliest the advisory will be lifted is Friday. Now, a map of the impacted area, more information about the order is available at WTOP.com. We'll keep you up to date on this story all through the afternoon and evening.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Foxtrot Market left some local landlords in a lurch. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
It's 4:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And in Virginia on I-66, eastbound traffic heavy and slow inside the Beltway from Falls Church to Roslyn. After Fairfax Drive, past the Ballston High Rises, only one right lane is getting by crash response. Westbound on 66, heavy traffic near Nutley Street, 123 in the Centerville ramps. Westbound volume delays. Beltway traffic getting heavier by the minute. Secondaries, even like Lawyers Road, Old Key Mill Road, getting busier as well. Well west in Loudoun County, Route 9 between Berlin Turnpike and Hillsboro, alternated by a crash near Purcellville Road on Route 9. Turning to Maryland, Four Corners, Route 29, northbound traffic still backed up near University Boulevard, but I think the incident near Burnt Mills East Park is clear. It'll just take time to recover on University, and more drivers on the Interloop who would have exited onto 29 were thinking twice about that. And volume delays there, 270 northbound, getting heavier, more crowded in Montgomery County. In Prince George's and Anne Arundel County, all's well on U.S. Route 50 in both directions through Bowie and through Annapolis. And make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at FitzMall.com today. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head on over to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, clouds will increase just a little bit as temperatures fall through the 70s, eventually into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. At that point, we're looking at areas of wet weather for the rush hour commute. This will draw to a close mid-morning. Depending on how much sunshine we see or don't see will determine how warm temperatures get tomorrow. Right now, we're leaning on the cooler side in the lower 70s. Chance for a few storms. Scattered storms are likely on Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got 85 degrees in Ashburn, 85 in Annapolis, and we have 86 in the nation's capital. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Back we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Reddit is losing money, but it's not because it doesn't have any advertisers. In its first report since it went public, Reddit says advertising revenue was up 39% from a year ago, growing faster than any other social media site. Reddit also ended the quarter with almost 83 million active users. Delta Airlines tops J.D. Power's list for passengers who pay more. Delta ranks number one among North American airlines for first, business, and premium economy satisfaction. Southwest Airlines, number one for economy. Flyer satisfaction is the lowest for Frontier Airlines. Upscale market Foxtrot finds itself in court over its abrupt closure of all its D.C. area stores last month. The Washington Business Journal says Foxtrot landlords at stores in Adams Morgan, Georgetown, and Bethesda are all suing for unpaid rent. Wednesday trading is over. The Dow finished the day up 172 points, almost a half percent gain, but the S&P 500 index closed unchanged. The NASDAQ lost 30 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Make a fresh start in your new home with a fresh look from Ashley. Shop now for amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, decor, and so much more. Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store. Feels good to be home.
Coming up on WTOP, members of Congress say they're concerned about rising anti-Semitism in schools, and they even called a Montgomery County education leader to testify. We've got the latest live with WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill on the way. It's 412.
Here is Charles Rote, the Deputy Chief Information Security Officer for the state of Maine on the 2024 State Ramp Exchange.
There are two major advantages that we as in the state have utilizing State Ramp instead of just relying on FedRAMP. The first is that in the case of State Ramp, we have actual access to the audit results. The other thing is that we're able to leverage vendors that may not be qualified to conduct a FedRAMP certification.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search State Ramp Exchange. Carisoft is an innovative technology partner to state and local governments. They are more than a reseller of technology and services. Carisoft partners with agencies to provide deep capabilities to solve problems, protect citizen data, and speed the delivery of services. It's not about delivering software or hardware or services. It's what goes on beyond the scenes that matters. That's the Carisoft mission. Carisoft is your trusted provider for all things IT. Learn more at Carisoft.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Later this hour, are you working from home? Some of you are about to pay for it. More from WDTOP in 30 seconds.
You've seen the long fence signs, and what they represent is more than just the gorgeous hardscape yard, deck, patio, or fence they're attached to. They're about our long-standing commitment to our customers, who know that we're long on experience and always provide the highest quality of craftsmanship and service. Of course, we're long on savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality. Long Fence.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 4:15, good afternoon. I'm Brendan Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
A congressional panel today pressed education leaders on the issue of anti-Semitism, including Montgomery County School Board President Carla Silvestri.
I want to do everything in my power to make sure all students can pursue their education without worrying about anti-Semitic, racist, or hate-filled threats.
Well, joining us live from Capitol Hill, WTOP's Mitchell Miller. Mitch, Republicans have focused a lot of issues involving anti-Semitism on college campuses, but today this hearing was related to K through 12 schools. How did it go?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. That's why Carla Silvestri was one of the witnesses, along with school officials from New York and California. There were no moments like there was late last year when college presidents had trouble articulating their policies on anti-Semitism and how they respond to threats against Jewish students. But the chair of the Education Subcommittee, Florida Republican Aaron Bean, did ask this question.
Is terrorism ever justified?
Silvestri and all the others said no, and Bean actually congratulated them on their answer and then referred to that past hearing. Silvestri, by the way, overall gave a forceful presentation of what she says the county is doing to protect students from anti-Semitism as well as racism. She pointed to recent training and new programs and also said if staffers violate policies related to anti-Semitism, they will be let go, and students will also be punished if found in violation.
Also, Mitchell, a House hearing involving D.C.'s response today to the pro-Palestinian protest at George Washington University was canceled after police cleared the encampment out early this morning.
Right, Brennan. This is the House Oversight Committee. The chair, James Comer, canceling the hearing soon after those more than 30 arrests were made early this morning. And he actually said he was pleased to cancel it. He released a statement later and said he had a good conversation with Mayor Bowser, who had been called to testify along with the police chief. He says this has been an unfortunate situation at GW. He also essentially took credit for some of the action that was taken today. Now, the police chief has said this was planned out ahead, but there was this hearing scheduled for this afternoon, and it is interesting how the timing coincided all at once.
Well, Mitch, you've been staying on top of the potential future of House Speaker Mike Johnson. It looks like that threat of a floor vote to oust him from Marjorie Taylor Greene is starting to fade. What's going on there?
Yeah, after 2 days of meetings with the Georgia lawmaker for several hours, it does appear the speaker has survived another wave of political drama. Greene has not completely withdrawn her threat, but it's clear from her comments she is not ready to pull the trigger. There are a lot of other Republicans that don't want her to. And most significantly, perhaps, there are reports that she spoke with former President Trump, and he indicated that he wants her to back off. So it looks like, at least for now, Speaker Johnson is safe in his post.
All right. Thank you much, Miller. That's WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, Mitchell Miller.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
A boil water advisory is now in effect for much of upper northwest D.C.
Dozens of arrests after the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University is cleared.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 4:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. And Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, once again, I-66 inside the Beltway. Eastbound traffic slow from Falls Church past Ballston. But just a few seconds ago, the crashed vehicles that were blocking the left lane between Fairfax Drive and Route 29 were taken from the left lane and put on the right shoulder. Both lanes are open. Roslyn bound. Westbound on 66, heavy traffic near Fairfax and Centerville. No news there. 95 southbound. Slowest traffic is between Dale City and Quantico near Triangle Exit 150. Crash vehicles remain on the left shoulder, but trooper and help truck blocking the left lane for safety, and traffic is backed up for several long miles there in Prince William County on 95 south. 395, typical congestion. It'll be a slow reverse rush hour heading in across the 14th Street Bridge as more Nats fans pile in onto the southeast-southwest freeway. But nothing blocking the way on 395 or 695. Heavy on DC and Interstate 295 for the outbound commute, and many portions of the Beltway in rush hour mode. Lots of congestion to work through on 495. Better north of it in Four Corners, Maryland. Late to clear work zone near Burnt Mills Park should finally be clear out of your hair with lanes open on 29. 270, 95 of the BW Parkway. Typical slowdowns coming in separate stretches. It's saving season at Lido Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone exclusively at LidoPizza.com. Lido Pizza, a local legend since 1955. I'm Dave Doldine, WTOP Traffic.
Joined live now by 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson. Veronica, a little taste of summer out there this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really high temperatures. So not quite to 90 degrees, but upper 80s in a lot of neighborhoods. And, of course, we are feeling that humidity out there. So really a sultry kind of air for today. And that's going to be some of that humidity perfect for giving us some heavier rains tomorrow as a strong cold front comes our way. So this evening we're going to be partly cloudy. Can't rule out a pop-up shower, maybe even a thunder shower. Our temperatures will start dropping off down to the 70s by late evening. Early Thursday, 64 to 69 degrees. I want you to prepare for a wet morning rush. We'll have rain showers scattered around the area, and there could be some embedded thunderstorms. I think our bigger event for strong, if not severe storms, is going to wait until the afternoon, evening, and early part of the night for tomorrow. Those storms may bring some damaging winds as well as some hail with them. High temperature way down from today. I'm forecasting 70 degrees for a high temperature on Thursday, 67 to 68 for a high temperature on Friday. And yes, Friday, a little more rain may be passing through the area. Pentagon City currently at 85 degrees. Arlington, 87 right now. Frederick, Maryland, one of my warm spots at 88 and 83 in Potomac.
All right. Thanks, Veronica. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen water damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP.
Increasing taxes because people are still working from home. I'm Scott Gelman.
More news in 60 seconds.
There's a place where mishaps don't mean missing out. Welcome to AAA's The Plus Side, where a AAA Plus membership means that an empty gas tank won't keep you from a full day. Where a flat tire doesn't have to deflate your mood. Where being locked out doesn't mean you'll be out of luck for long. And where a dead battery can't stop you from being the life of the party.
Looks like you're all set here. Have a good rest of the day.
Because on the plus side, roadside mishaps don't have to ruin your day. With AAA Plus, you're covered with the gold standard in roadside assistance, whenever and wherever you need it. Tire changes, battery swaps, and emergency fuel are just a tap, click, or call away. AAA gets to you faster, and if you need a tow, we'll take you further, anywhere within 100 miles. Become a AAA Plus member today and experience the peace of mind that comes when you live on the plus side. Towing is subject to a 7-day waiting period. Terms and conditions apply. Service is only available from AAA and CAA in North America.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 422. Well, some folks who call Northern Virginia home are going to start paying the price for working from home. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us higher taxes are coming to Fairfax County to balance out losses from empty offices.
The residential tax rate there is going up by 3 cents as part of the recently approved budget. It could cost homeowners an average of $450 more on their tax bills every year.
We understand the burden that increased real estate taxes can place on our residents.
That's Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeff McKay at a budget markup meeting last month.
Changes to the real estate tax rate are the only significant lever that the county has to generate the resources necessary to meet our needs.
Lawmakers say the hike is needed to offset losses in commercial tax revenue. They're attributing those losses to empty office buildings because many people are still working from home. Supervisor Dahlia Palchik.
We currently rely on our real estate taxes to fund 66% of our budget, and that is becoming harder and harder for so many in our community.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
WTOP at 4:23. It's a performance that's called Blockbuster Film Classics. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is bringing it to the Strathmore. WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley says it's great for all ages.
We're going to do incredible, lush orchestrations of a lot of the old film classics.
Guest conductor Damon Gupton says the first half of the concert will feature classics from Hollywood's golden age, like Maurice Jarre's score for Lawrence of Arabia.
Maurice Jarre was relatively unknown at the time, so for him to come in and create this massive orchestra palette, it's an epic score.
The second half features Gen X and millennial favorites like John Williams' E.T.
That music is so magical and spectacular, and sometimes John Williams says that, you know, he can't necessarily pick one of his favorite scores, but I've heard him say on record that he's really, really proud of E.T., and boy, should he be.
The concert is Thursday at Strathmore, North Bethesda, before a pair of Baltimore shows this weekend. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
George Wallace is here. Okay, Nats, let's do it again.
That's right. It's that simple. Game two tonight with the Orioles at Nationals Park, the brief two-game series. Last year, Nationals scored just one run while getting swept by the Birds. Last night, they win it 3-0, take game one. Trevor Williams now 4-0 with a 1.96 ERA, and Kyle Finnegan league-leading 12th save. Team also stole four bases that they lead Major League Baseball. That was 61. Tonight, Mitchell Parker for the Nationals against Cal Bradish for the Orioles, 6:45. First pitch from Nats Park. Mystics' final preseason tune-up ends in a loss today, 83-77 to Minnesota. NBA Knicks and Pacers tonight, game two. New York tries to go up 2-0 over Indiana. Now, you heard Mike Tyson's fighting again, right? You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
He's fighting Jake Paul coming up. So he was on the Damian Elliott podcast today, and they were talking about how Mike Tyson looks, and then it got into this.
Do you look like 20 years old? What the hell? What are you eating?
Raw meat.
Seriously, Mike. You're eating raw meat? Are you swallowing it? Or remember, you used to spit that stuff out?
Yeah, I'm going to have to eat it now because my opponent's going to be raw meat.
There you go. What do you think?
Next up for Mike, Pat McAfee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's eating ears. You know, he's taking my ears.
Yeah.
You know, Rocky, as Mike Chikaitis pointed out, Rocky used to hit the, you know, the raw meat, remember, in the training montage?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson just eating raw meat.
Okay.